This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're at 54 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today announces a quadrupling of tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles.
The White House says they need to do this to protect key American industries from cheaper Chinese goods that they say could wipe out the competition. You have Janet Yellen, who's warned that China has enormous capacity to produce these goods that can shift global prices.
China is now simply too large for the rest of the world to absorb this enormous capacity.
And that they are flooding the market with artificially cheap goods, which really harms Americans.
ABC's Selena Wang. Cy Versus Candela pleaded guilty to ramming a rental truck into metal barriers outside the White House in March of last year. Candela admitting he was fueled by Nazi propaganda. He'll be sentenced at a later date. An independent monitor declared that the Albuquerque Police Department is now in full compliance with reforms ordered by the Justice Department 9 years ago. This is ABC News. Two fewer Bob Fergusons running for governor of Washington.
Sending cease and desist letters to two candidates for governor named Bob Ferguson, Washington State Attorney General and Democratic frontrunner Bob Ferguson. Letters threatening legal action worked, the two other Bob Fergusons dropping out. The frontrunner, Ferguson, claims a conservative activist paid the filing fee for the two other Bob Fergusons.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. What a European magnate left in his will a century ago may be a first.
L.E. Bruun started collecting coins as a boy in Denmark. By the time he died, he had more than 20,000. That was 100 years ago. The boy who became a multimillionaire in the butter business stipulated in his will no one would touch the collection for a century after he died unless the country needed a cash reserve in the event of another world war. This fall, New York-based Stax Bowers will begin to auction the collection.
ABC's Daria Albinger. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast for Tuesday, the 14th of May. A high of 66 degrees today, a bit breezy along the way, maybe 10 to 15 mile an hour winds. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, a low of 42 degrees. Then looking at Wednesday, sunshine at times and a high of 71. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 49. Thursday, cloudy with scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 70. Partly sunny Friday and 75. Yesterday's high was 72 here at the studios. We did pick up a trace of precipitation. This morning, we rise and shine with a wind around 5 miles per hour, following a high of 59 in the night. It is 54 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, May 14th.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled
cherry stop, let me ride. Swing down cherry stop, let me ride. Rocky low, calm and easy. I got home on the other side. Swing down cherry stop, let me ride. Swing down cherry stop, let me ride. Rocky low, calm and easy. I got home on the other side. Went down in the middle of the field. Saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Now he wasn't so particular about that chariot wheel. Wanted to see how a chariot feels. Well, he went down and he got on board. Chariot started bumping on down the road. And he wasn't so particular about the bumping on the road. Just wanted to ease his heavy load. I said, swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Rocky Lord, calm and easy. I got home on the other side. Swing down, chariot, let me go with you. If you're traveling up to heaven, won't you take me too? Cause I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Hey, swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Said, rocky low, calm and easy. I got home on the other side. Swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Rocky low, calm and easy. I got home on the other side.
Charlie Daniels Band and Swing Down Chariot as we start the day in a positive way here on WRCO. Before that, our national anthem, Alabama, officially began our broadcast day. Hello, everybody. Today is Tuesday, May 14th. Phil Nee with you as we head down the old trail from Sextonville International. Pretty good night sleeping. It was a little bit breezy. Had to shut the window in the doghouse last night, but we did all right. Got a good night's sleep, and here we are together again. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty nice day. Maybe a little bit cooler, but still not bad. And the next mention of rain, at least in the latest forecast, is Thursday when they're saying showers likely. Otherwise, pretty comfortable for the days before and the days into the weekend as well. Quite a few things I know are planned for this weekend, as they seem to be now every weekend through the summer. But it looks like Saturday and Sunday should be all right for those outdoor activities. Well, let's get at it. Start the chores. Here's Clint Black.
I'm looking at a busy bartender. There's a one-man party going on. I'm sitting here nursing a long-neck beard, trying to forget you're gone. I've got a fresh roll of quarters for an all-night honky-tonk sound. Keeps me singing a different tune so the bottle won't let me down. Drinking songs and other logic get me over you. Can dodge it with a shot of 90 proof. With a jukebox now in session and a haggard ringing true. Drinking songs and other logic get me through. It's a good life here in the nightlife, bathing in the neon glow. The bartender, me, and the kings of country playing everything we know. The red-headed stranger smoking, he burned a hole in his guitar. And I'm drowning in a whiskey river, Lord, that's running right through this bar. Drinking songs and other logic get me over you. If there's a bullet, I can dodge it with a shot of 90 proof. With the jukebox now in session and Willie ringing true. Drinking songs logic get me through.
the graduating seniors of Richland Center High School. Congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Congratulations from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Fuller's Milker Center.
And Susan Ray on WRCO and your tender loving care. 5:14, the time, 54 degrees. As we remind you, first of all, Coffee with the Chamber will be held today at 7 o'clock at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery. In recognition of May being Mental Health Awareness Month, Richland County Health and Human Services will talk about Mental Health Month and services available in the community. Again, that's this morning at 7 o'clock. Auditions for The Music Man get underway tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium between 6:30 and whenever, tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night. No experience is needed to try out for the show. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at the American Legion Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. All current and potential members are encouraged to attend. The business meeting will cover the swearing-in of officers and upcoming Memorial Day activities. Those reminders today from our community calendar as we get along on our merry way today. It is 54 degrees. Brand new forecast from Tony Schumacher calling for partly to mostly cloudy, a bit breezy, a high of 66 today. Mostly clear and cool tonight and 42, 71 for Wednesday, and showers likely by Thursday with a high of 70 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise at WRCO Studios today. Getting you set for an update on sports. Wish we could give you a little bit better Brewer news, but yeah, they did suffer a loss last night in the opener against the Pirates. That's coming up.
After a while, I began wanting to be with you, wanting to be seen with you, but why? I just couldn't say. Then after a while, you were my lady and lover. I didn't know what I discovered until today. And still the loving is fun, just like it was when it all began. We started out simply two young friends, but look what we've become. And still since the first time we looked, the loving's been fun. The loving's been fun. The midnight sun shined on the waves when I first held your hand. Our feet were slowly sinking into the sand that ran between our toes. And I couldn't think of one single place any better than you. And after all these years, you're still the one I want my love to know. And still since the first time we loved, the loving's been fun. The loving's been fun. The loving's been fun. Fun. And still
Mr. B.J. Thomas on the Light in the Milk House Show. It is 19 after 5.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Headquarters is the place to be on Saturday, May 18th. Our tasting area will host Meister Cheese, Stanichka Cattle Company, Gillingham Meads LLC, Driftless Gold Organic Maple Syrup, Wild Hills Winery, and Surgeon's Winery from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donnie Razik will play from noon to 3 p.m. Thank you, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Meyer Construction, and Biba Palooza for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Today's Look at Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school baseball last night, River Valley 6-0 over Richland Center, Lancaster 8, Southwestern 5, Cuba City 6-5 over Dodgeville, Viroqua 11-1 over Black River Falls. In softball, Dodgeville 14-0 over Richland Center, Boscobville shut out Southwestern 5-0, also Prairie du Chien 13, Platteville 3 in softball, and Waseca Steuben 12-0 over Seneca. In high school girls soccer, Aquinas over Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, 2-0.
Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a home run and two doubles. Mitch Keller threw 6 shutout innings. And the Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 8-6 in action last night. Milwaukee's Jake Bowers delivered his first career grand slam. The Brewers nearly came all the way back after trailing 7-2 in the 8th inning. Milwaukee's Rhys Hoskins left the game after getting injured while running to first base on a second inning single. Elsewhere, it was Atlanta over the Cubs 2-0, Philadelphia 5, the Mets 4, Colorado 5-4 over San Diego, Dodgers 6, San Francisco 4, Arizona 6-5 winners against Cincinnati. In the American League, Toronto 3, Baltimore 2, Tampa Bay 5-3 over Boston, Houston 9-2 over Oakland, Cleveland 7, Texas 0, Seattle 6-2 winners against Kansas City. In interleague play, Washington of the White Sox postponed. Detroit 6, Miami 5, St. Louis 10-5 over the Angels. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 109, Cleveland 102. It was Oklahoma City beating Dallas 100-96. And from the NHL playoffs, Carolina 4-1 over the Rangers and Dallas 5, Colorado 1.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500. 5:24 the time. Yes, guess what time it is, friends? It is aerobic polka time. Kick it in gear. Here we go. Richie Yerkovich and the band and the Mon Paz Polka right there. Good for what ails you. Well, coming up, our Farm News and Market Report. We'll have that for you and more regular features along the way. It's currently 54 degrees. Things are good, green, and growing there in Sextonville. And I have flashbacks during the Light in the Milk House show of mornings like this, trying to go out and find Lady Bell because the cows are out on pasture now and trying to find which direction she went. That's when eventually we got the cowbell that I ring on Saturday nights for trivia. Helped a little bit, unless Lady Bell was just really sleeping, really out of it. Anyway, here's Mo Bandy.
I've traveled all around this country. In my time, I thought I'd seen it all. But today, I took a detour down a back road through a little town whose name I can't recall. There were old men on benches playing checkers, children playing hopscotch on the square. And high above a statue of an unknown soldier, Old Glory was waving in the air. Suddenly I realized what I'd too long forgotten. A chill rose up like mountains on my skin. Overcome with the feeling I knew I was seeing America all over again. Americana, pictures of a people proud and free. Americana, I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me. I knew to stop would throw me off my schedule, but I parked around behind the five and dime. There's something about a small town in the summer, like a Norman Rockwell picture back in time. Kids recording at the Rexall soda fountain, like we did before they built the shopping mall. I saw so many reasons why I love this country. You know, some things never really change at all. As I left the two-lane road and pulled back on that superhighway, I thought of what I'd seen back in that town. And it hit me like a freight train that a stone's throw from the fast lane. America is still safe and sound. Americana, pictures of a people proud and free.
Mo Bandy on the Milk House Show. Today's high 66, partly to mostly cloudy. It will be a bit breezy with east to northeast winds expected to be between 10 and 15 miles per hour. It is 54 degrees at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Planting Pushback. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. Another week of wet weather in some key growing areas has pushed back corn and soybean planting. The USDA says 49% of U.S. corn is planted, compared to 60% a year ago, and the five-year average of 54%, with 23% of the crop emerged, compared to 21% on average. 35% of soybeans are planted compared to 45% last year, and the average rate of 34%, with 16% emerged compared to 10% normally in mid-May. In Wisconsin, corn planting advanced from 22 to 40% on the week and is now slightly ahead of the five-year average. Soybeans are 37% planted compared to the usual pace of 26%. The lead agronomist with Peterson Farm Seed says farmers in South Dakota and Minnesota aren't wasting time getting the crop planted, especially in the last week. Rick Swenson says corn and soybeans are emerging well.
Stuff that went in, you know, kind of that 25th of April, that corn, you can kind of row that stuff right now. It was actually out in the field this morning, and pretty much everything was coming up. Definitely the beans, I know soil temperatures were up to 66 degrees on Friday already, and so with warm temperatures like that, they're going to come out of the ground really quickly.
A North Iowa farmer is increasingly hopeful about a profitable year in 2024. Rusty Olson grows organic and conventional corn and soybeans near Garner.
I guess I'm optimistic, you know, with of course, the weather. The markets are surprisingly starting to come back around the conventional world, and we're seeing some really nice rallies lately.
He tells Brownfield grain marketing targets are looking more attainable.
We set up a little bit higher than where the market's at, and we had some really nice offers that filled back when corn got that 485 futures range in December of 24. You know, our next goal is the 505 range. Reset those goals again and just keep working that up.
Olson says while rain has slowed planting the past 2 weeks, the moisture is boosting the subsoil profile, and he should finish getting his crops in the ground soon. And the cattle industry is looking to other resources to determine if herd contraction has slowed since the USDA announced it was canceling the July inventory report. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says he's watching auction results from sale barns.
Our numbers of steers and heifers is kind of back to historical what we expect, that 60-40 break. We haven't seen that since back in like February. We've been running about 50-50, which tends to lean towards that idea that nobody's been keeping heifers back.
He says the lack of information creates uncertainty for producers. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
A slow Monday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists this week were higher across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until at least midweek or later. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder cattle and calves were steady. The USDA says demand was moderate. There were several large drafts of cattle available. Medium and large one feeder steers, 800 to 847 pounds, brought $224 to $259. Feeder steers, 904 to 944 pounds, brought $216.50 to $230. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 706 to 731 pounds, brought $225.50 to $242. Box beef closed sharply higher with strong demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $4.38 at $298.95. Select closed $3.01 higher at $287.18. Estimated at cattle slaughter was 116,000 head. That's down 4,000 on the week and down about 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a very light negotiated run. Processors have been very slow to start the week's business. Overall, demand has been very supportive to prices. Slaughter pace has seen an uptick recently, and it's forcing processors to be more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, and summer grilling season is just around the corner, which is helping boost domestic demand. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct close $1.37 higher with a weighted average of $89.78. The Iowa Minnesota was 52 cents lower with a weighted average of $98.23. And the Western Corn Belt closed 17 cents higher with a weighted average of $89.83. Pork values closed higher Monday, up $2.67 at $102.44. Bellies were sharply higher. Loins, hams, ribs, and butts were also higher. Picnics were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 461,000 head, which is down 20,000 on the week and down about 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were mixed ahead of the week's direct cash business. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly lower on spread trade. While prices were up earlier, they were unable to hold on during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up and corn was mostly modestly higher with both watching U.S. and South American weather. July beans were up a half at 1219 and a half. August was three higher at 1223 and a half. July corn was up 2¾ at 472 and a half. The September was 1¾ higher at 481 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for widespread direct business. June live was down 57 at 175.57, and August was 72 lower at 173.40. August feeders were up 45 at 251.35. And on spread trade and a lack of follow-through buying after the higher start, June hogs closed 90 lower at 97.47. July was down $1.40 at $100.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The Purdue Ag Economy Barometer took a beating last month. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
America's farmers, or at least the ones surveyed in April for the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, are a bit pessimistic about the economy. Purdue Ag economist Jim Mintert says the barometer includes current conditions and future expectations, both of which dropped significantly from the month before.
Producers are increasingly showing concerns about their financial situation as they look at what's taking place here in 2024. And I think a lot of that obviously is related to the weakness we've seen in crop prices.
One potentially positive sign, says Minter.
We're still getting more people saying that they expect to see farmland values rise over the next 12 months than expect to see it fall, which is why the index is still positive in the sense that it's above 100, but clearly less optimism than what we saw before.
Mintert says the survey also noted growing interest in leasing farmland for solar.
Although our survey isn't large enough to really discern this, we suspect that those higher lease rates are probably in areas where farmland lease rates are higher, for example, in the Corn Belt, and then obviously in some areas where the demand for solar energy, for whatever reason, is higher than in some other locales.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The USDA has announced federal aid will be available to assist dairy farmers impacted by H5N1 influenza A. During a recent call with reporters, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said funds will support efforts to protect against the potential spread of the virus between animals and humans.
Up to $2,000 per affected premises per month. For producers who supply PPE to employees and or who provide outwear uniform laundering, for producers of affected herds who facilitate the participation of workers on the farm in a USDA CDC workplace and farm workers study.
The Center for Disease Control recently asked state health departments to work with state ag departments to coordinate and help facilitate distribution of personal protective equipment. CDC Principal Deputy Director Nirav Shah says states should prioritize farms where animals have had confirmed cases. And he says,
our ask to state health departments in connection with the distribution of PPE was that they specifically work with farm worker advocacy and health organizations within their states because of that trusted linkage.
Vilsack says funds will also be made available to support biosecurity planning and implementation. Milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange started the week higher, supported by a lower dollar and positive cash trade. May Class 3 milk was up 8 cents at $18.71, June 75 higher at $21.26, July up 28 cents at $20.18, and August 21 cents higher at $19.75 per hundredweight. Dry weight was unchanged at 38.5 cents, blocks unchanged at $1.98, barrels up 6 cents at $1.97 and a quarter, butter up 3 3/4 at $3.02 and 3/4, and non-fat dry milk up 1.5 cents at $1.16 and 3/4. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
At the past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger. Holstein bull calves sold up to 610, beef crossbred calves up to 860, with the heifer and lightweight calves 2 to 240. The 250 to 310-pound Jersey calves sold at 195, with a red steer 415 pounds at 295. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over $1.20, topping out at $1.43. 14% range from $1 to $1.20, one cow under $1. Bulls up to 142. At last Friday's feeder sale, all classes of cattle were very active. The lightweight Holstein steers sold from 250 to 3, 6 to 750 weights to 235, and 8 to 1050 Holsteins 155 to 180. Beef steers and heifers sold from $2.30 to $3, with the heavier cattle $185 to $220, crossbreds lower. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, May 17th, and our annual beef bull sale is coming up pretty fast on Wednesday, May 29th. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim to get your cattle on our sales list. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea what your cattle could bring at our sale. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
A high today expected to reach 66 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy and a bit breezy again today. East and northeast winds at 10 to 15, mostly clear and cool, and a low of 42 tonight. Wednesday, 71 with sunshine. Right now in Richland Center, a north wind at 2 miles per hour, and it is 53 degrees. That is so far the overnight low. All right, pick up the pace a little bit now.
You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're the slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see that time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too. Getting aggravating, you're a slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slowpoke. I means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see that time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too.
To the incredible seniors of Kickapoo High School, may your graduation be a stepping stone to even greater achievements. Congratulations on this momentous occasion. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Fuller's Milk Center, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, the People's Community Bank, and by Wilson Door and Construction.
Away, away, away rode the rebel Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone. He got fighting mad, this rebel lad. He packed no star as he wandered far, where the only law was a hook and a draw. The rebel, Johnny Yuma, Johnny Yuma was a rebel. He roamed through the West. It's Johnny Yuma, the rebel. He wandered alone. He searched the land, this restless lad. He was panther quick and leather tough. If he figured that he'd been pushed enough, the rebel, Johnny Yuma. Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. Did Johnny Yuma, the rebel, he wandered alone. Fighting mad, this rebel lad, with a dream he'd hold till his dying breath. He'd search his soul and gamble with death. The rebel, Johnny Yuma.
It's Johnny Cash in the Tennessee 2, and Johnny Yuma, he was quite a rebel. It is now 7 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock from WRCO Radio. We get set for the day in southwest Wisconsin. It looks like we might have to be kind of fighting for the sunshine or make our own kind of sunshine today because it looks like it's going to be kind of a cloudy day. The Vernon County Health Department is offering wellness screenings. The screening includes cholesterol and blood sugar levels, as well as an assessment of blood pressure and discussion of risk factors. Vernon County Health Department will be offering screenings coming up the second Thursday of the month from 7:30 until 10:30. A $10 donation is requested. For information, you can check out the Vernon County website. They can also help you by phone, 608-637-5251, Monday through Friday from 8:30 until 4:30.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. The first annual Race for Grace will be held on Saturday, May 18th. WRCO invites one and all to be a part of the 5K or 10K, the quarter mile kids run, the 1 mile run walk, or stop by and watch the special firefighters challenge as well. You can register for the event at walkwithgrace.com.
Check out more at that website, and we'll see you on the 18th for the Race for Grace. Help fight cancer with Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a pretty quiet morning across the region. We do have some cloud cover, courtesy of a low-pressure system down towards St. Louis. Just a few sprinkles from that trying to work up into far southern Wisconsin yet this morning, clipping over toward Platteville and up to the south of Madison. The rain doesn't look like it will really materialize into much in our area today. In fact, it should gradually shift away. We are expecting some nice sunshine tomorrow. Then a front will sweep in from the northwest by Thursday morning. Could bring us some off and on, mainly light showers Thursday, maybe a clap of thunder. Rain amount should be at generally a couple of tenths of an inch or less. Behind that, more quiet weather shaping up Friday and Saturday, and temperatures will be relatively seasonal or even a few degrees above normal. The next front will sweep through Wisconsin late Saturday night. The best chance of rain with that will be in the northwest part of the states, with mainly quiet weather behind it for Sunday. Here's a forecast for today around here. Partly to mostly cloudy, turning just a touch breezy. High about 66. East-northeast wind 10 to 15. Mostly clear and cool tonight. Low near 42. Tomorrow should be sunny to partly cloudy with a high at 71, wind from the east-southeast between 5 and 10. Thursday mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 70. On Friday partly sunny, low 53, high in the mid-70s. Saturday partly cloudy and balmy, low 53, high 77. There is a small chance of a shower very late Saturday night. Sunday partly cloudy, still nice with lows in the mid-50s, highs in the mid-70s. And Monday little change, it should be partly cloudy and mild, low at 52 with a high near 76. There's a chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms later Monday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 53 degrees. Also, cloudy skies have been the rule overnight. 72 is yesterday's high. We did receive a trace of precipitation. The record high for May 14th, we go back to 2013 when it was 90 degrees. The record low was set in 1960 at 31. A year ago, 65 was the high, while the low was 50. Sunset will happen at 8:18 this evening as the daylight gets continues to get longer in the evening. And the sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:38. The air is calm right now, and the barometer is at 29.83. That is steady. No precipitation today. Cloudy skies, and after a midnight reading of 59, we're down to our overnight low, which is 53 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where AP News is next at 6 o'clock, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And